online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earle.
A Kent mum whose teenage son died after taking a potent painkiller says more needs to be done to crack down on it being so readily available. Fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin and is being mixed with illegal drugs by dealers. Michelle Fraser's 18-year-old son was found dead at his home in Deal after taking it last year. He'd been given it to try by a dealer when buying cannabis.
Myself, I'd never heard of it. The police, from what they told me, I'd not heard of it either at that time, and they did exactly the same as I did. I had to Google to find out what this drug was. It shouldn't be on the streets.
It's being linked to the deaths of at least 60 people in the UK in the last 8 months. Ian Cruxton is from the National Crime Agency and says they're concerned.
We have seen in the past in other countries that low levels of strength of drugs has sometimes contributed to the introduction of these substances, but we are concerned about this, and we don't believe that there is any credible reason for anyone needing to do that in the UK.
KM FM News.
A Romanian lorry driver has admitted causing the deaths of two men following a head-on crash with a car on the A2 in Dover. It happened on Jubilee Way near the port last month. 51-year-old Trien Saw pleaded guilty to two charges of causing death by driving dangerously. He'll be sentenced next month. A Kent man who watched live internet streams of children being abused has been locked up for 3 years. The judge described 46-year-old John Hutchinson from the street in Baptist as a real danger to society.
This is KMFM.
Holidaymakers are facing extra long queues at some European airports this summer because of stricter controls. Tougher rules are being rolled out across the EU since terror attacks in Paris and Brussels. Sean Tipton is from the Association of British Travel Agents.
We're seeing record numbers of people heading off overseas this year. It's the busiest time of year anyway, July and August, and you always see longer queues. So I think you put those two things together, plus these extra requirements, and maybe certain airports haven't done enough. I think a lot of them will have done, but maybe some haven't.
A man who attacked his girlfriend in Whitstable in front of her 4-year-old daughter has been locked up for 2.5 years. Paul Smith, who's 29 and from Pier Avenue in Herne Bay, was also given a 6-year restraining order. Concerns are growing for a 15-year-old boy who's been reported missing from Gillingham. Destin Awakiwa was last seen in the Marlborough Road area just over 2 weeks ago. He reportedly travelled to Bexley Heath by train. We've tweeted his picture. It's at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
A Kent teenager has told KMFM she wouldn't be where she is today without the support of her foster parents.
If I was living at home and I didn't have the support I have now, I wouldn't be as confident and as I am, and I'd like be really be self-conscious and stuff.
That's 15-year-old Jessica. She's been speaking as council bosses say there's still a shortage of foster carers in the county. They were hoping to recruit 200 new families in a new drive that started a couple of months ago, but they've only managed 90. The Duke of Edinburgh is making his final solo appearance on royal duty this afternoon. Prince Philip will attend a parade by the Royal Marines. And last night, Celebrity Big Brother pulled in its lowest ever audience for a launch show. 15 celebrities have gone into the Big Brother house this series, including Kent Sean Williamson, who played Barry in EastEnders, and the girls allowed star Sarah Harding.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tom's here now with the latest sport this lunchtime.
All starting with athletics, and Usain Bolt says he thinks the sport is winning its fight against doping following a series of scandals. He says the sport's reputation can only go up. Bolt lost one of his Olympic golds after his relay teammate Nesta Carter was later found guilty of doping. He says a tough approach is needed for anyone breaking the rules.
Athletes know our understanding that, listen, if you cheat, you will get caught, you know what I mean? So I think over time, the sports will get better. It had to get really bad because they said when there's nowhere else to go but up, the only way track and field has left to go is up.
Bolt's preparing to end his track and field career at this month's World Athletics Championships in London. Football and Barcelona have confirmed Neymar's intention to leave the club as he edges closer to a big money move to Paris Saint-Germain. The Brazil forward's been given permission to miss training to resolve his future. The French side would need to pay a £198 million release clause. And British tennis number 2 Carl Edmund is into the second round of the Washington Open, but Heather Watson's gone out. Edmund beat South Korea's Hyeon Chung 6-3, 6-1 to set up a tie with Grigor Dimitrov tonight.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.